The only soldier to stand trial for the killing of innocent people in Derry after a civil rights march in the city 53 years ago has been found not guilty. The Laggonside Court in Belfast was packed but remained silent as Judge Patrick Lynch spent almost 3 hours explaining why the evidence of two other soldiers, given under orders to the Royal Military Police after the shooting dead of 13 people, couldn't be relied upon as it was full of inconsistencies and serial untruths. Soldier F, anonymised for his own protection, a man in his 70s, was in court but shielded from view by a large blue curtain. He didn't give evidence. The Savile inquiry, which found that the shootings were, according to the then British Prime Minister David Cameron, unjustified and unjustifiable, reported in 2010 that it was sure Soldier F fired and mortally injured Michael Kelly. Sure that Lance Corporal F fired at and shot Bernard McGuigan and Patrick Doherty, the last two to die on the day, and sure that F and three other soldiers between them were responsible for the deaths of William McKinney and Jim Ray and four others who survived. But Judge Lynch said yesterday that whatever suspicions the court may have about the role of F, this court is constrained and limited by the evidence properly presented before it and finds the accused not guilty on all seven counts. Liam Ray has been campaigning for justice for his brother Jim for 53 years. He's with us now from Derry. Liam, good morning and thank you very much for taking our call.
Good morning, thank you too.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not deflated. I don't feel down actually. I think what we got yesterday was a good news story in many, many ways. Obviously disappointed that Soldier F wasn't convicted, but we had a good idea that that wasn't going to happen. But I think in the summing up that Judge Patrick Lynch gave, that it is patently clear that these soldiers, E, F, G, and H, acted in a murderous manner, entered Glenfarnock Park with the intent to kill and murdered our relatives, shot them in the back as they were fleeing from the soldiers. So I can't be unhappy with that. I think that before the prosecution, the only person the PPS indicted was Soldier F. I think at the end of yesterday's trial, although Soldier F wasn't convicted, that three indicted soldiers along with him, one who is deceased now, were all found guilty of murder yesterday. That's my view on it.
Do you understand why the judge reached his verdict?
Of course I do. Our family had talked about this before the trial even took place, and when the PPS dropped it there in 2021, I think it was, that from the day and hour of the events of Bloody Sunday, when our relatives were still in the morgue in Derry, the British government had went worldwide in the press claiming that it was gunmen and bombers that were shot dead that day. Then the statements they took from the people who fired those shots at our relatives who were responsible for that, the soldiers, were given an illegal, and this is illegal because an agreement between the general officer commanding the British Army and the Chief Constable of Northern Ireland, that they wouldn't be questioned by the police under caution. So from the hours after Bloody Sunday, protection was already put in place to protect these soldiers, to look what they did. They would never really be brought to book for.
It's an awful twist, Liam, that the unreliability of the soldiers' evidence in 1972, the inconsistencies in their accounts, serially untruthful according to the judge yesterday, one of the main reasons why the Savile inquiry exonerated all the victims of Bloody Sunday, including your brother, is now the basis for finding that the only soldier to stand trial of their murder is not guilty.
Well, we went through for many, many years, up until the Bloody Sunday inquiry's conclusions, we went through years of being demonised, our relatives being told that they weren't innocent. So when you look at the process we went through from the day, the awful day that it was, till now, we have set the record correct. We have challenged the police services, we have challenged the government. And I think for that, it was a long, hard road, but I think we've put now, in terms of law and history, the correct story of what's happened. It wouldn't have mattered to us yesterday in the sense that Soldier F had been convicted. We wouldn't have expected him to spend a day in jail, nor would it have troubled us, because that needed to have happened 53 years ago. And if it had happened 53 years ago, we might not have had as many deaths that came after that because of the sense people lost faith. in this, any element of the security forces. They lost faith in the police because they didn't do their job, and they lost faith in their government because they covered up the crime. So I think we achieved a lot, even in the failure of the conviction of Soldier F yesterday.
You and your family have been campaigning for justice for 53 years now. For many years, especially through the 80s and 90s, Liam, it was a very lonely experience without much support. How much has your life, your family's life, been defined by that campaign?
I'll put it this way. I have children that live abroad now. That's a typical Irish situation, isn't it? A lot of our children have to go abroad to get work and opportunities. And they were texting me yesterday. They've went on marches with me. They have been solid campaigners, right down to my grandchildren. And at times they get hurt. I understand that because I used to be hurt and angry in the earlier days, and I have to explain them sometimes because they feel for me, look, son, this is not a bad result. There are lessons here, and this is, I think, yesterday, there's lessons can be taken out of this, very healthy lessons. Number one, I think that governments and policies are put in place that disregard the rights of citizens and end up in their deaths, that families won't give up, because it's personal first and foremost, but there are people who put these things in place, and make no mistake about it, Soldier F was just the trigger man. We have no doubt, and it was easy to see in the years coming how well he was protected and the other soldiers were protected, that there were higher-ups who were as much responsible, if not more responsible, for the actions of Soldier F. And it didn't go away. And we pursued that, which is rightly so, and we hoped on fighting this case that we would get our relatives' reputations and innocence recorded and history and firm statute to say these people were innocent. We achieved that. We achieved that who was responsible. Ultimately, it was the soldiers who fired the rounds. But we also, and if you listen carefully to sum it up, I can't quote it verbatim because it was that quick and you can't write down that fast. I'll be looking for that later. You can see in the summary of Justice Lynch yesterday that he indicated that there was a big cover-up. So there's a lesson for governments of today. You may do things what you think is expedient and to the detriment of other people, but you just mightn't get away with it because people will, honest people, will demand and continue until that justice is brought. And we achieved that yesterday, I think. In spades, we achieved it.
Before I let you go, Liam, is this the end of the road legally now for you?
Yeah, there'll be no... I can't see any other means of prosecuting Soldier F, any other soldier footage on that day, unfortunately. But in saying that, you know, you have to realise that there is a hope. I'm hoping for a better future in Ireland. And there was a lots of wrongs and done on many sides. And I like to think, in the positive end going forward, what lessons have we learned from this? And what is the answer going to be in the future? And the bottom line to me is we have to learn to love together. We have to see ourselves not as them and us. We have to see ourselves as a community, accepting that there was many wrongs done, and find a way for proper reconciliation instead of thinking that justice for one person is taken away from another. So I have that hope for the future that there are lessons came out of yesterday that will have a good effect going forward, and okay. That's my hope.
Liam, thanks for speaking to us again. That's Liam Ray speaking to us from Derry, 21 minutes past 8.